Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Alco Talks. I'm not sure what is happening in Zambia. Maybe some people are going to give us some updates. 49 constituents counted so far. And it is just a mental torture right now. Face the election. This has never happened in our country before. So what can we do? Maybe in time when we feel so hopeless, why don't we allow ourselves to listen to some music and just maybe focus our minds to God to come through for our dear nation at this hour. We don't know what is happening. So since we don't know, these are spiritual things. Well, we call upon God to intervene in our nation. Those who may have pastors who would like to pray for us, to pray for our nation, please contact them to call into the radio. We are not going to talk about politics, or we just want maybe to pray for our nation and listen to music as we think about our country.
Yeah.
Your presence, I can take it all up in the same. And Jesus, you King of our kings and Messiah, I desire with you, I can bring down this demon. Your mercies and grace over me, and then new every morning, I'm getting refreshed. You can and could have been taking me out because of days. I happen to be disappointed, but wait, your promise is really your truth. You don't change, and that means that you're still gonna do. When I happen to fall, pick me up if it's war.
Yeah.
Happen to rest, keep me up to be wise.
True.
Carry the cross,
true.
Knowing you rose.
Yeah.
Defeated this death, now I got this break. Lord, on the praise, I know that I must stay, because I know you done put everything that I need. That's why. My prayers in a footy.
Fly away.
Yeah, now that's more like it. I got this salvation to Christ in submission to what?
Mami, pinga,
mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, mami, pinga, m
That is a song, Kuli Imwe, Yahweh, at this time as we think about our country. We don't know what is happening in Zambia right now. We don't know what is happening. We don't know where we are going. It's been 48 hours since the elections were done in Zambia. To this hour, we are not sure where we are going. Good afternoon, is it? Good evening, Kevin. Good evening.
Good evening, Roger. How are you?
Are you as helpless as I am, or you are hopeful?
My brother, I'm helpless, just as you are. I think we share the same passion for our country, and when things like this, this is a source of concern. Like I said earlier this morning, I'm like, we're all agonizing as citizens. I don't know. It's inexplicable. Yeah, I just don't know.
Okay. So in times when we don't know, I'll be coming to others who are calling in times when we don't know, it is indeed time to turn to God. After all, Zambia is a Christian nation. Chileshevualia, Trina Naluba.
Power.
Imelda, is it Imelda from the, what is this? Imelda from, is it the Republic of Ireland, Ireland somewhere there? She sends a message that thank you, brothers, for being on radio. She's listening live. She cannot sleep, she says. I cannot sleep. So we are not alone, Kevin. We are not alone. But anyway, good afternoon, good evening to you.
Good afternoon, Varoja.
Mm-hmm. What is going on in your mind as you heard Kevin? We are all expressing how helpless we are at this hour. 48 hours is past gone, and only 49 has announced. So at this rate, we can go for another 2-3 days in this state. We don't know what to say. Go ahead, yourself.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you guys, same thing. But for some of us, we're even very saddened by all the contributions other nations have made. You know, one time I read in a post that the European community gave so many millions. I even wrote an email just to say thank you for caring about Zambians, and the way things are going right now, it doesn't show that we appreciative.
We appreciate the help
which was received.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm sure they will come back again and they will help us. Thank you. But I'm glad for you guys who are standing up and demanding that they show at least some concern, and because some of us, I mean, even for me, I don't think I'm gonna sleep, you know, because I need this thing to.
Yeah,
I don't care who wins. I don't care who wins.
Yeah.
You know, we just
mm-hmm.
wanna know,
mm-hmm.
and just show appreciation mm-hmm. to other nations. This is, I mean, we have to demand our government next time to show appreciation to other nations. We can't continue. We can't allow this to go on. It doesn't show that we appreciate help, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Zambia, after all, is a Christian nation. We are going to call upon the Almighty, and we hope our leaders who have stood in public and proclaimed the word of God at this hour, they will do what they have professed in public. So let's see the goodness of God at this hour. Yambeni, Dr. Musanje, if you are in position, you can let me know to say anything. But we just want to continue to ask for peace through a song, ask for calm through song. But at the end of it all, we want the right thing to be done. Yambeni Naifwe is a peaceful song.
Katweleleni yawe tuliva mulomo pakanwa nishita tuchita pachitemwiko chenu twaposa panse twasumine jalo. You are our nation's salvation and redemption. You are amazing and we praise you, Jesus.
Nation, oh God, just like the children of Israel, I think they faced challenges more than we do today. And in times of great challenges, like it is written in the book of Genesis, the Bible records how by night when they could not see, they were driven by the clouds of fire. And during the day, the clouds from the heavens were showing them the map. Imagine how difficult it could have been without a compass. You are moving from one region to another without a compass, and those could be a very, very difficult challenge. At this time, we are lacking maybe that compass, and the only compass we could ask. Is the Lord or God to come through for our nation? It is sad. It is very, very sad. But we cannot lose faith. I think that's why we call ourselves believers and Christians. It is in times like this when we should show our reliance on Christ, our reliance on God. Lengwe, Musha Malumbo, we give you praise, O God. Musha Malumbo, we give you praise. And we know you're going to be our comfort, a comfort for the Republic of Zambia, comfort for everyone in diaspora, especially because we cannot tell what is happening on the ground, and we tend to be more heartbroken probably than the people back home. So, Musha Malumbo, we want to worship you at this hour. and that God, you may just come through for us. That number you called, ECZ, if you still have it and you can make a connection, please let me know. That way we can be probably speaking to some of the people to see what solution, what answers they have for us at this hour. So, but Sebwe, if you still have that number you called ECZ, please give them a call and we can bring them live just to talk to us. Maybe even for 2-3 minutes. Those who are listening online, my inbox is coming up very, very live. A lot of people listening. So it's a way if you have a connection yes. to call. If you say, please go ahead. And once they are on, let me know.
I'll give it a try. And if they're still open, I'll let you know about it.
Roger, sure. They are 24 hours.
Roger, okay. if you give me their number, I can also try it.
Okay, let what the way try. If he fails, and then we can give it to you.
Let us try because my bag is almost like dying. I need to go to my car. Let it, Claire, if you can text me. If you can text me
okay,
your number,
okay,
I can text
okay.
you the number.
Okay, I'm trying to find where I wrote it. I'm trying to find where I wrote my numbers in the morning. Say it live, Matthew. Say it live. Who listened is going to
yeah.
Ask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So that is 260211. Is it 317,
yeah.
I said? Okay. When you're ready, please let us know.
Kamulumbe mshamalumbo.
that is a lengwe mshamalumbo. Let's see, you have the number? Hello, what's the way? Okay. We'll find the number.
Roger, is this the number I can get online?
I know where to get it from. Yes,
oh,
you can get it,
Roger,
from
I do have
their
the
website.
Number.
It is it. Oh, you got it?
Roger, I do have their number.
Yes. Well, what's the number?
It's 211
I'm going to place you guys on hold, so keep playing your music. Let me
All
try
right.
this number.
Sure.
All right. She probably hung up, Roger. She was hearing the music in the background. That's trying to get your attention.
Okay, yeah, I saw the messages coming there.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead as me and Divatsewe talk here. You can call again, and
let me try to get her back on the phone. Okay, no problem.
Sure, thank you. Bye. Okay. I don't know if it's time I had, or we don't know what to say right now. We don't just know what to say. We don't know what is happening. The people did their best. They called the people to go and vote. They went in the lines. There was no violence at all, but the system is failing us in Zambia. So it's going to be our prayer that things will be okay. We will be okay in Zambia. We've been through times like this before, but we've come through what's the way, and we have prevailed as a nation.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm here, Roger. It's true, we have prevailed as a nation, but at the same time, you know, we shouldn't just sit and accept the things the way they are. I think there's a way we can do it, like next time other leaders, you know, they don't repeat the same thing, because we need to
go on
with our lives, you know.
We need to go on with our lives,
and we need to be proud of the people when they're paying the taxes.
Hello, Roger.
You know.
Yes, Kevin.
I have Mr. Francis Piri from the Electoral Commission of Zambia on the phone. I have assured Mr. Piri that we are not going to ask two specific questions. We just want to gain an understanding of the results thus far. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Piri,
okay,
welcome. You have joined to the members of the diaspora here. I don't know how to explain it, but can you just briefly tell us where we are at this moment?
Okay. So far, we have 54 constituencies that have been announced out of the 156 constituencies. And the results are as follows. Mr. Haka in the HLMA for UPND is leading with 514,816 votes. And then seconded by Lungu Edgasi, PF, with 511,386. And then third is Ms. Nawaku Edith, FDD, 440. And then we have Banda Antford M, PAC, with 4,066. And then Kaunda Tilienji C unit, 2,864. Followed by Wimba Winter M of the Rainbow Party with 2,474, and then Chishimba Xavier of UPP with 2,147, and then Singamba Peter C. Greens with 1,309, and then finally we have Mr. Mwamba Maxwell of DA with 697. So those are the results those are the consolidated results for the 54 constituencies out of the 156 constituencies that have been officially announced.
At the rate we are going, Bapiri, when do you think this process will be able to finish? That is number one. Number two, and why is it taking so slow to finish the process?
Actually, the verification process actually is where we are having challenges. But I think by the end of the day, we should be able to. By the end of the day today, we should be able to finish.
By the end of Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. It is 8 p.m. here where I am in Alberta, Canada. And so you're speaking, Mr. Piri, to members of the diaspora on our radio here. Thank you very much, Vapiri, and pass our regards to everyone. We are playing songs, as you might know, songs of gospel music, because I don't know if you also know how much tension there is in a nation because of the slow process. Is the country calm as we speak? Is everyone calm? Everyone patiently waiting, or everyone is on the edge?
I would say everything is calm so far.
Okay, okay. So we continue to pray with you guys. Please keep us posted, Bapiri. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us an update.
Yeah, most welcome, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Piri,
thank you. This is Kelvin that called you. I appreciate your time, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Piri, for everything you're doing, you guys. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. At least they are taking calls and they are giving people up to date. But again, we still remain in a limbo, so to say. If 56, only 54 has been announced so far, and it has taken almost 24 to 48 hours to announce 54. We hope others have been verified, and this system needs to be fixed, and fixed very fast. All right. If there are any other people we may want to connect, and bring them on, maybe in the radio people, movie TV, if we have friends there, we can call. Let's bring them. Maybe they can tell us what's happening in the street to see how the situation is in our dear nation.
Roger,
go ahead.
Roger, just to tell you guys, if you have any contacts, as long as it's a landline, I'm able to call for free. So feel free to find people on the ground with landlines. I'll be more than happy to call them and put them through.
Oh, sure. That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
If anyone you want to, Roger, if you want me to connect someone, just give me the number. I'll connect them.
Hello.
Yes. Okay.
Roger, that was me too.
There?
I mean, I was telling Roger that if he needs to connect somebody, I can do that too. Hello?
Okay. Is it the Lusaka man who's still on, Kevin? Did he drop? Did you drop him? Okay. We shall keep on moving and make sure we are on the right track. We're on the right track. As we listen to some music to make sure the process goes as planned.
Shama, 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 shama.
Feedback that my mic is quiet. Blah 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 blah. Kevin, you can't hear me. Hello, Kevin. Oh, okay. I don't know what has happened. Dr. Musanje, can you hear me? Hello, Dr. Musanje. All right, we'll keep playing music. We'll find out what's happening. Okay, I'm not sure if people are able to hear me. Dr. Musanje, can you hear me? Kevin, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, Roger. I could not hear you for a while there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback.
I thought Okotox was in a load shedding situation.
Yeah, I got worried. I said, now things are just going down everywhere. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Yeah, okay. Again, this is a musical we are doing for some of us who just cannot sleep, cannot do anything right now. We are told the process is going on. As we speak, 54 constituents, Kevin, has been counted. 54. Can they count? Can count 102? Can they do verify 102 in the next 24 hours? Does that sound like a truth, or now this is a broken record that somebody said?
So Roger, without getting political about this whole thing, I think as we look at it and get frustrated and be annoyed, we should try to understand what is going on. I've spoken to a few people, inside the ECZ that I know, and they're saying there's a lot of petitioning per se of results, especially from Lusaka by the UPND, and that is forcing the UCZ, the ECZ, sorry, to recount. They're using a manual process to recount. So this is why it is taking so long for those results to be released. You see that? Because if you think about it, if all this was electronic, I don't think there would be this kind of delay. There would not be this kind of delay. And to me, after listening to the two people I spoke with, I think it makes sense, because what the ECZ is trying to do is, one, protect their integrity; two, satisfy the supposedly aggrieved stakeholders that they are doing everything possible to release correct results. There's been anomalies, and the UPND in this case are right to challenge or demand a recount. They are right. There have been anomalies, right? So this mm-hmm. is what is delaying. I'll give you a good example. In Matero, for instance, there's over 80, 90,000 votes cast. So mm-hmm. how long will it take to hand count? Because you're not just getting a ballot, putting it on one side. No, you are looking at who the candidate chosen on that ballot is, and you're creating a pile for that candidate, right? That process takes long. So this is the delay. And I appreciate the environment that the ECZ are under, the pressures they are facing, but I think on hindsight, they're doing the right thing. Why? Because after the recount, they will be able to verify with these political party stakeholders who I believe will sign off and say, yes, this is an accurate record of the vote. Once that is done, then the ECZ can release the results. Now, here's a scenario. If it will take an hour and a half to count Matero, for instance, how long will it take these other high-density constituencies? You see that? They cannot mm-hmm. just finish Matero and announce right there. Finish Munali, announce right there. Finish Kanyama, announce right there. You see? So I think the approach they've taken is they want to collate all these results from all these disputed constituencies, verified by all stakeholders, and then released to the public. Because what would happen is if they just went ahead and started prematurely releasing results, foregoing the supposed petitions by these other stakeholders, and then, say, at 11 a.m. tomorrow, they announce and say, oh, HH has won, but we have not verified the results. Do you know what kind of anarchy that would create? A lot of it, you see. So these people are working under very, very strenuous conditions. It is unheard of to pick up the phone at 10 p.m. in the U.S. to call an institution in Zambia and they pick up the phone. So for the guys to answer the phones, you call ECZ, they are going to answer the phones. That shows you the diligence, the loyalty, and the patriotism to their country. We should not just bash these guys. We should try to understand the circumstances they are working in and then, you know, create our own opinions. That's what I would say, Roger.
Well said. But going at the rate we are going, Kevin, 56 counted so far. And we have 102 to go. Are we saying if it means counting well and it takes a week, let it be so? Or probably there are a lot more places where they have the G12 uncontested, which they should concentrate on. What say you?
Okay. So here's what's going to happen, right? At this point, mm-hmm. they know where each candidate stands, right?
Yes.
So they're going to look at Hakainde Hichilema. This is where you stand. Edgar Lungu, this is where you stand. The next set of results are coming from these constituencies. You look at those numbers, okay? We have one million more votes to count, right? Out of that 1 million, mm-hmm. which ones are the opposing stakeholders disputing? Then they separate that. They should be able, I mean, my guess is they should be able to hit no less than 106 by tomorrow. They are not going to provide us with 156 by tomorrow, 11 a.m., maybe by midnight mm-hmm. tomorrow, maybe Monday morning, mm-hmm. you see. It all depends on how the disputes are being handled. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to watch one of the briefings where the UPND lawyer, Martha Moshepe, was just ballistic. You see that? So that is the kind of emotion that is happening even when they do a recount. You see that? The opposition guys that are disputing these results, they want five sets of eyes on a ballot to make sure that the X is on their candidate or not before it is piled up. You see that? It's a laborious process. I wish we could do it better. But given the circumstances, I would rather stakeholders come out of this verification excited or agreed that, yes, we were there. This is exactly what transpired. We don't feel that the vote was stolen. Because, Roger, if we rush this process, trust me, there's going to be petition after petition after petition after petition, and the people will just be sick and tired of it. Right now, we have a duty to protect what and the name we have created for ourselves in the region and globally as a peace-loving nation, as a nation that can run an election, albeit transparently. That's what I would say. I hate the fact that it's taking this long. It's agonizing. It's annoying. People are not sleeping. But guess what? At the end of the day, everybody will appreciate a vote that was verified by all the stakeholders.
Okay, well said. Let me talk to my sister here. I don't know if it's from Australia or New Zealand. Miss B, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and how are you? I'm very upset. I'm so upset.
Where are you, by the way? Are you in Australia or New Zealand?
I'm in Australia, Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia. Yes, tell us, you are live on Zambia Block Talk Radio. Tell us what's going on. We that's why we are trying to provide this platform so that people like you and I who have... extra blood boiling, may settle down a little bit.
I'm telling you, I just don't know how to express myself. I'm just so disappointed. I really don't know what's going on, but I just like, it's difficult to explain being far away, and I can also understand the anxiety. The people are just at home. I feel what they are feeling. And that's very painful. That's very painful. Waiting for results, to me, it looks like already someone else here has already won, but something is going on. I really, and this is not a very healthy situation.
It's very disappointing.
Somehow, but I'm very upset.
We remain hopeful. Yes, especially for us who have one-sided picture. Maybe if we were in Zambia, we could see people in the mall, people moving around, we could be. But this is not looking good. I agree with you. This is not looking good. And it's making...
My anger is that if whatever side, if it happens the way I'm thinking it's going to happen, then there will be the word itself tribal will just go away. That's my feeling.
The word tribal will
go away. Because I remember on my page, I posted something on the day of elections. Just mostly I hinted on tribal part of, we shouldn't vote on tribal ground. But the way it looks, the tribal part is just going west. And it will become west. And that's really worrying because I really don't know what's going to happen. I'm so concerned. I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. Oh, my God. I wish I was in Zambia.
I feel your pain, my sister. I really do. I feel your pain. This is why we are here, providing some Christian music. This is the time. In times of this, I like this. Bible and the Word of God encourages us to rely on God and rather than relying on ourselves. So this is the hour, my sister. This is the hour for us to call upon the big name to come through for our nation.
Can someone explain to me what is this Dudumwezi now? I don't understand it. What's the meaning of this Dudumwezi?
Dundu reverse is a song.
No, Dundumwezi is a district in the southern province.
Okay.
Actually, I'm applying to be a citizen of Dundumwezi because I think even when you go to Google and just put in Dundumwezi, the first thing that comes out is the voting pattern. That's a joke. Please don't crucify me, people. That's a joke. But yeah, it's a I don't know if it's a district, but it's some town or whatever in the southern province, deep in the southern province.
What has happened there?
So, Haka Indeichirema got 30,000 votes and 30,000 plus, and Edgar Lungu got 254 votes.
Oh my God!
So people
well,
were
that's
saying
strange. The numbers.
No, but if you look at the pattern of voting, Roger, that's why my sister there was concerned about the tribal voting, because this smacks of outright tribalism, Roger. Sorry to say, I'm not a person that wants to focus on things like this, but if you look at 2015 elections in Nega. Edgar Lungu got something like 4 votes, and Haka Indeichirema got something like 19,000 votes. So people are questioning that. Are you voting on the quality of the leader? Are you voting because he's your tribesman? What is going on? You see, Roger?
Oh, well, they are voting because he's their son. In Kasempa, HH got, is it 29 or 19,000? Mr. Lungu got 1,500. Those are some of the bad ratios. If you look at Northwestern Province, the ratios which are coming there are just as bad. So it may be easy for us to want to concentrate on this one and decoy it. I think what we are seeing, yes, there is a lot of regional voting. It is better for us to promote that. These are strongholds. HH who comes from there, their son, they are giving him 100%. If Lungu can get the same in Eastern Province, we will probably say that is the stronghold. His stronghold.
But you see, Roger, that's the argument.
If you look at even Northwestern Province, which are coming from there, the ratios are almost the same. There are 1 to 1,000 ratios which are coming even in Northwestern Province. So, I like you said, let's not maybe infuse a lot of political and be worried about this. Because we know, not to point fingers, we know the author of this line, the person who started. Northwestern Province never voted in this line, but we know who started this. So we are not probably... it would be not good for us to go that route. What we should be concentrating on right now is to pray that this system works and changes for better. It has, it's killing us. A lot of us who live in diaspora, it is killing us, and we should look forward to making sure we fix it. We fix it and fix it to a satisfaction of the majority of Zambians. Right now, it is not looking good. It is not good. But we understand your concerns, my sister.
It's really, really not looking good. It's not healthy. And I just feel even the one who's going to be the president is going to have a huge task to really, really correct this situation.
And hence the need for the counting to be done right. Because if this division which has been created, plus a president who is rejected by half of the people, that is not going to be a very good mix, for sure. That is not going to be a very good mix. It's going to be a very tough one. A few minutes to go. We are playing some Christian music, my sister. If you worry about Christian music, maybe you can be encouraged. Who knows? You can be encouraged. But thank you for calling in. And we don't know what time it is in Australia this time. But thank you for calling in.
It's 12 midday now.
It's midday. Okay.
Yes. 12:30 midday.
Sure.
Sunday. Yeah.
All right. My good friend Tasaya has given me a song which I've downloaded and I can't find it, but I'm going to play Zambia, one of his songs.
All right.
Let the voice be heard across that land, spreading the message of love. We know what the past has been, not what the future holds. We trust God will see, He'll see us through. United we stand, but divided we fall. Diversity, our common ground. Zambia, the land we love, the very reason we sing this song. Zambia, the land of peace and hope. Reach out and touch someone else's life, and make that nation a better place for you and I. Won't you sow the seed of hope in other people's hearts and help their dream down into reality? Countless trials and shame lingered like a yet one day we shall overcome. Zambia, the land we love, the only reason we sing this song. Zambia, the land of peace and hope. Let the only reason why
That is a song from Josiah, our friend from the East Coast here in Canada. Zambia is a country we love, a country, our homeland. And that is a wonderful and a beautiful song. We have just about 10 minutes before we end our show. It is good to see Kevin. We have people listening right now all the way in Australia, who can sleep frustrated, but as people come on the show and discuss with us, that is being, you know, it's being helpful and soothing to some other people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I told you, you know, this platform, Roger, you, Nathan, you know, the other guys, this is a great platform, and we take it lightly that, you know, we just conversate amongst ourselves. No, there are people that call in, they don't want to say anything, but they are listening in. And I believe this platform has the potential to develop some ideas that we can share with our country, you know, back home. We just have to keep forging ahead and keep holding these conversations.
That is very, very true. That's when you think you are only speaking to yourself, there's someone listening in that message I received from Ireland.
Right.
Someone listening, and now we receive a call all the way from Australia. It is 12
right.
noon, she says, yeah. Okay, Stan, Umewandi. Stan, Umewandi. Umewandi, depend on my God. And that was our broadcast. We'll come back tomorrow at 8 p.m., which is 6 my time here, and 2 a.m. in Zambia. Hopefully we can connect again. We are going to be following the results. But be prayerful to those who are listening. Don't just be frustrated. Our hope lies in Jesus Christ. That is where our hope lies, and our hope does not lie in man. So, Kevin, thank you for being with me. Dr. Musanje, Miss Vasidi Banda from Australia, she called in, and our sister who sent us a message from the Republic of Ireland. Thank you, everyone, Chasaya, for a wonderful song uplifting our nation. We hope after this long process, all will be well. Zambia is known to be a peaceful country. Other countries by now would have been on fire, but not Zambia. We close our broadcast with Ephraim Alesanika. Lesa Alesanika. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Munina shansha pano talo baba mafia ayengi yo wineruga abapena mukashi obe atushile abana bali la fiensala insto yari kwa uti ule luisha. I'm a young guy, 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 I'm a young guy,